Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. We bring you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites.
You'll hear from experts on national security, the environment, veterans affairs, world politics, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your John Deere Ag and Turf products.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. wethepeopleradio.us.
Hey, have you heard that ransomware attacks have increased by 500% this year?
Yeah, cybercriminals are targeting all types of businesses, encrypting their data and holding it hostage unless they pay up.
What if we're their next victim?
Don't worry. We have Barracuda to detect, prevent, and recover from ransomware and other advanced threats.
So we're secured?
Absolutely. We'll pay no ransom and keep this business up and running.
That's a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda. Your journey secured.
This is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, and we want to help your house feel more like a home with some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates have dropped so much that many Americans can reduce their rate. You may be able to save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.23%. Call us at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by the ever-changing world of technology? Tech It Out can help make some sense of it all. Breaking down geek speak into street speak, technology columnist, author, and TV personality Mark Saltzman covers consumer technology each week for every listener. Mark tackles the latest news, reviews, and how-tos to help you understand what's hot, what's not, and why.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to Tech It Out, episode 131. Thank you for tuning in on your local radio station, or perhaps you've downloaded the podcast. Either way, thrilled to have you along. We have a great show planned for you this week, including a conversation with Orange Theory Fitness in a moment to chat about tech used inside the popular fitness club franchise, including a new device that works with Apple Watch. After that, we'll talk with Google about some tips and tricks to getting the most out of your Google Nest smart speaker, or you may have a Google Nest Hub smart display. No doubt you'll learn something new there. And we're going to also talk with Bellhops this hour. Bellhops is considered the Uber for moving companies. We're going to learn how it all works. All of this and more coming up on this week's Tech It Out, powered by Asus. All right, let's kick things off. It wasn't too long ago, exercising and technology sounded like mutually exclusive pastimes. And then we started to buy things like Fitbits and Apple Watches to give you more info on your workouts and to help motivate you as well. And now major fitness chains like Orange Theory Fitness are leveraging technology in a big way, including support for Apple Watch, as you'll soon hear, as we have Kevin Keith on the line. He's the chief brand officer at Orange Theory Fitness. Welcome to the show, Kevin.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
Now, before we talk a little tech, tell us a bit about Orange Theory Fitness and how it may be different than other fitness clubs or gyms out there.
Sure. Yeah. You know, Orange Theory is not your cookie-cutter gym or one-size-fits-all workout program. We're a boutique fitness concept. We make it simple to get more life from your workout using our unique trifecta, what we call science, coaching, and technology, to give people more energy, more drive, and more health for almost a million members around the world. So in short, you know, Orange Theory is all about getting people results, and it's very much focused on the science and the technology to help you get there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, got it. So it really is this cross-section of fitness and technology, even though I was saying in the introduction that it wasn't that long ago that exercising and technology didn't really seem like they mixed. So you are leveraging tech in order to help improve your members, be their best.
That's right, Mark. And kind of counterintuitively, we're using technology quite differently than the way a lot of other concepts are using them, you know. For example, you know, a lot of digital fitness you're hearing about today really is about doing it independently and on your own, whereas we're trying to do both, you know, starting with our studios and connecting our members to their workout experience so it's personalized, but also connecting them with other members so it's their understanding and getting encouraged and motivated, and they're not just doing it in isolation. We're trying to bring community back to fitness.
Yeah, because I think one of the discouraging things about many other fitness clubs is that you're by yourself, you're left to your own devices, and it may not be as motivating as being in a group environment. That can really help achieve your success.
Exactly. Yeah, and Mark, and that's what I was saying. You know, we focusing on the science, we've looked at a lot of the science behind this for years, and there's a ton of evidence that shows and proves that working out together helps people stick to their program more consistently. It gets them better results. It overall makes them enlist them to want to keep doing
it. All right. So we've covered why tech is important. It can help you get more information on your workouts. It can help increase that community aspect, and it can motivate you in a few different ways. So let's talk about this upcoming Apple Watch integration, which I think is pretty exciting. And just full transparency, I wrote the book Apple Watch for Dummies. I know, shameless plug there. But I really do think wearable tech like smartwatches can offer many fitness benefits. Talk to us about it, please.
Yeah, you know, we're always listening and looking for ways to enhance and simplify the member experience so they can get more out of the workout. And, you know, our focus is always on how we can impact results. So we did a lot, you know, we're constantly doing research. We found out that 42% of our members wear their Apple Watch in our classes. And Mark, I travel all around the world and work out in our studios, and I've been seeing this. You know, I've been a member for 6 years on now, and I've seen this, and I've just seen it just the adoption of Apple Watch just explode. So with the member in mind, we decided to team up with Apple and create the OTB Link, which allows our members to connect their Apple Watches to the Orange Theory Fitness and Studio heart rate monitoring system. So it's a real big win for our members. You know, they love Apple Watch, and they love the features and functionality that provides to them. We're just offering them, you know, options to use it in our studios and a complete seamless experience.
All right, so it's called OTBEAT Link.
That's right.
And this is a separate piece of hardware from the Apple Watch itself, correct?
That is correct. So the OTBEAT Link, it literally attaches to the Apple Watch, serving as the connection between the Apple Watch and the Orange Theory and Studio heart rate monitoring system. So now that it enables the members to be able to view their metrics in real time in class, so they can just glance their watch, or they can look at the performance screen, and they can also see their Orange Theory Fitness workout afterward in the activity app. With Apple, and the Orange Theory Fitness workouts will also feed into the Orange Theory app. So it really seamlessly integrates all this insight and information, you know, in a way that's really easy and intuitive for the member.
Okay, and is this something that you can't do with an app? So I get this. I understand what it does. Like, is there a reason why you can't have your members download an app that connects to your system?
No. So it's basically, you know, if you look at all of our 1,300 studios, they're all fitted with our proprietary heart rate monitoring system, which utilizes ANTS technology. So I don't want to get into the nitty-gritty there, but Apple uses Bluetooth. So what this does, the Link actually translates all that data so it can actually go right into the watch. So it's a way to really elegantly simplify the two different technologies in a way that, to the member, it bridges that connection in our studios.
Okay, got it. And does it add any more bulk to the wristwatch, or is it pretty small? Because since this is radio, what does the OTB Link look like?
Yeah, it's very small. So, you know, I know we're just audio here, but if you can imagine, just slip it onto the Apple Watch band, and it's very elegantly designed. You don't feel it when you put it onto the watch band. And it's about the size of, you know, a very small Band-Aid, you know, a little minor cut. So literally in terms of the width, it's very small. And it just slips right on there. And then when you take it off, you can put it into a charging case that looks similar to what the Apple AirPods look like to recharge it. So when you're on the go, it's easy to recharge and to make sure you don't lose it.
And just to be clear, Kevin, this only works with Apple Watch, not like a Samsung smartwatch or a Fitbit Versa smartwatch or anything like that.
That's right.
Okay. So do the members have to purchase this OTB Link, or do they rent it? Do they get it for free? I know it's not available just yet, if I'm not mistaken. So what's the plan there?
Yeah, so right now our first two studios to roll it out are in New York City. It's our Soho location and Astor Place. And you might be aware we announced that in December. And throughout this spring, we'll be rolling out to other studios across the world. But what the member will do is they'll sign up for the Premier Plus membership. It's a new membership type that we've created that includes the Apple Watch, the OTB Link for Apple Watch. And it also comes with some additional benefits to the member to enhance the member experience, but they will have to purchase that through the Premier Plus membership.
Okay.
After that period, so after the spring and later this year, if you have an Apple Watch already, you just want to simply buy the OTB Link, that option will be made available to you as well, just to purchase the standalone Link.
Okay, so you wouldn't need a watch in that case?
No, if you already have a watch, you can just simply buy an OTB Link. Yep, but for now, what we're doing is we're offering a program that is bundled with a Premier Plus membership. So you get the enhanced membership package, which gives you unlimited access to our studios and all sorts of benefits, and also gives you the link is included into the price. So And also we offer the Apple Watch for purchase as well, of course.
We're chatting with Kevin Keith, Chief Brand Officer at Orange Theory Fitness. You're based in Florida, correct? Is it Boca Raton?
That's correct. We're based in Boca Raton, Florida, our world headquarters. We started in 2010 in Fort Lauderdale, and due to our rapid growth, we moved up to Boca a few years ago and have our global headquarters here.
We're chatting about the OTB Link, which works with Apple Watch to increase personalization, motivation, and encouragement for Orange Theory Fitness members. What, though, happens if you're not that tech savvy? I mean, I guess the assumption, Kevin, is that if you're savvy enough to have an Apple Watch, which you really don't need to be that savvy to use, then you should be able to use this new accessory.
Absolutely. It's incredibly simple. And, you know, what we love about Apple, you know, in terms of shared values, and Orange Theory prides itself on making it easy to come into our studios to work out and to follow the program. We joke internally about being the Apple of fitness, you know, keeping it simple. Well, of course, Apple being Apple and creating that moniker, the Apple Watch is intuitively simple. And I think they, with each series, each generation, they keep releasing and upgrades to the software. It gets ever more intuitive for the owner of the Apple Watch. So to add the OTB Link, it's simply just pop it on, turn it on, and go. It's really, really simple.
Okay. And again, you did specify that this was an Apple exclusive partnership. But is there any thought going forward that you could open it up? Like, of course, Apple Watch has the lion's share of market share.
Sure.
But could you open it up to the Fitbits and the Samsungs and other devices in the future?
Right now, our focus is on supporting the need, which is Apple Watch, and that's what our members have, you know, resolutely told us. So,
sure.
But we will always keep our eyes and ears out for what the members are asking for. But at the moment, you know, their focus is on Apple Watch, and our focus has been really intent on really leveraging Apple technology to enhance the member experience and exceed their expectations.
All right. So with that in mind, is there a website where we can learn more about the OTB Link and your work with Apple, and when will it roll out nationally?
Sure. Just go to orangetheoryfitness.com, or if you're in Canada, orangetheoryfitness.ca, and you'll find out more information about it. There's a ton of articles that are out there right now circulating. We have a lot of that content and information on our website. It's rolling out in the spring of 2020, so starting shipments in early March, April. Look for it this spring.
All right. Kevin Keith from Orange Theory Fitness, thank you very much for your time. Sounds great.
Hey, thanks, Mark. It's always a pleasure.
When we return on Tech It Out, we're going to talk with Google about getting the most out of your smart speaker. But first, this show, Tech It Out, is powered by Asus, the company that creates technology for today and tomorrow's smart life, including its line of award-winning laptops, desktops, monitors, smartphones, smartwatches, tablets, and more. For those in search of incredible, visit asus.com/us/radio. That's asus.com/us/radio. We'll be right back.
Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want. Find the Tech It Out podcast at iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
This report is sponsored by Bank of America. Many fans dream of seeing football's biggest game of the year in person. If you're fortunate enough to have this experience, be sure you're maximizing your financial rewards for the trip of a lifetime. Travel expert Lee Abamante shares insider tips.
Booking travel for the big game can be expensive, with thousands of people headed to Miami. No matter which team you're rooting for, you can come out on top with the Bank of America Preferred Rewards Program. As a member, I always receive a rewards bonus when I use my Bank of America Premium Rewards credit card. This boosts the points I earn on all travel and dining purchases to an unlimited 3.5 points per dollar. Another helpful perk is the unlimited no-fee ATM transactions at all U.S. ATMs that I receive as a Preferred Rewards member in the Platinum Honors tier. Whether you're using a card or cash, taking a road trip, or flying to see the big game in person, Preferred Rewards has you covered.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/preferred rewards.
I am doing it all. The water, the fiber, the exercise, but I still have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keep coming back. My doctor said that I may have a chronic medical condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C.
Linzess, linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats adults with IBS with constipation. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com. That's Linzess.com. Or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Have you been thinking about taking an Alaskan vacation? Well, now you can book an Alaskan cruise tour with YMT Vacations and immediately save $250 per person. Call YMT Vacations today. We've been helping people take the vacation of a lifetime for over 50 years. And right now, if you've been thinking about what it would be like to go on an Alaskan cruise, now with our $250 per person instant rebate is the perfect time. Call right now for details. And if Alaska isn't on your bucket list, we've got over 50 guided tours to different locations worldwide. Call right now for your free brochure. So if you're looking for the perfect cruise tour to Alaska or the perfect guided vacation package, you need to call YMT Vacations to book right now or for our free brochure.
800-399-4840. 800-399-4840. 800-399-4840. That's 800-399-4840.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned, expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
Electric scooters have exploded in popularity around the country, and at least 10 national companies have emerged, renting the scooters by the hour in many cities. They're called micromobility companies, and they're growing quickly. But in Connecticut, any industry growing that quickly and making profits that impressive offers an opportunity for regulation. Sure enough, the legislature passed a new law this year, subjecting riders and owners to a slew of new state regulations. They also made sure to allow local governments to add even more regulations. Riding a bike or a scooter requires common sense, the most uncommon thing in our culture, but it does not require government regulation. It just isn't that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Welcome back to Tech It Out. By now, you're well aware of smart speakers, those super popular devices for your home that don't break the bank, and they let you ask questions or give a command with your voice, and then you, in return, hear a human-like reply. But there's probably a lot you didn't know was possible with this trendy tech, especially when it comes to Google Nest smart speakers and smart displays as well. Joining us on the line to chat is Google spokesperson Christina Peck. Welcome to the show, Christina. Thanks for your time.
Thanks so much for having me.
So why don't we just jump right in? What makes a Google Nest speaker an ideal device for any home? I know they used to be called Google Home. I think it's being rebranded now as Google Nest, as the family. So why one of these smart speakers?
Absolutely. So you are correct in that Google Home now is Google Nest, and it's all kind of a connected home experience, as we like to talk about. And what we're really focused on is building an even more helpful Google for everyone. And this comes through in our Google products, and we're able to help in big and small moments in your house. So with our Nest devices, from a speaker perspective, this includes our Nest Mini, our Nest Hub, our Nest Hub Max. They really deliver hands-free help in every room. and they're powered by our Google Assistant. So we know your day doesn't stop when you get home, and whether you have a connected home or maybe it's your first Nest device, our devices are really an extra set of hands when you probably need it the most.
And I love that the barrier of entry is so low. Not only do you not need to be tech savvy to use these things, because after all, what's more natural than your voice? But as I said in my introduction, you're not breaking the bank. And then what you can do with it is virtually limitless.
Absolutely. And it's a great way for somebody to introduce it into their house and to start to see the benefits and how helpful it can really be. So even if you're just getting in an entry point with a Nest Mini, you're still able to ask it questions, tell it things to do. So maybe you want to set a reminder, or it's your own personal Google always ready to help. The other thing is, if you start to introduce other smart devices into your home, such as light bulbs, coffee makers, you can start to have a connected home experience. So through your Google device, you're able to say, hey, Google, turn off the lights or turn on the lights when you're coming home. So maybe you're walking into the house carrying all your grocery bags and you actually don't have a free hand to flip on the lights. It's really simple to do through voice activation.
Okay, so you can control your compatible smart home device. Like a smart thermostat or smart lights or what have you. You can ask a question, like kids doing homework can ask the Google Assistant a question hands-free and get an answer, whether it's a math question or a history or geography question. And then you can do things like set alarms, like timers for your oven, or you can do things like ask for your favorite song or playlist. So it's a very versatile device. I think a lot of our listeners know about that sort of core or basic functionality. So music is a huge part of the experience, I'd argue, at least in our home. All five of us have, subscriptions to music services, and we use our smart speakers because I love that you can just use your voice to play literally tens of millions of tracks. But it's not just about music, but other kinds of audio, right? Can you talk to us a bit about the music and the related things you can do, like podcasts?
So similar to you, this is a very used feature in my house. I either always have music on the go or even my favorite podcast. So when I'm cleaning the house, I'm usually catching up on a podcast. But through your Mini, your Hub Max, and even your Nest Wi-Fi, you can go ahead and stream your favorite services. So YouTube Music works, Google Play Music, Spotify. And what you can do is either listen to the latest music that you want to hear, or a podcast, audiobook. So it's a great way to kind of stay up to date when you're at home.
You can also do things like when you're listening to music, you can use your voice to ask to play it louder or quieter. You can ask Google Assistant things like, what year did this song come out in, or who sings this song? You can play your local radio. You can wake up to your favorite song by setting an alarm using your voice. So that's just scratching the surface about playing music. But you can really have like an encyclopedia at, I was going to say your fingertips, but it's really your voice. And then if you have a Google display, then you can also see things like album artwork and in some cases lyrics and things like that as well.
Yeah, and actually if you have the Nest Hub or even the Nest Hub Max, you can stream music videos on YouTube.
Yeah, that's right. You can also play YouTube videos as well, whether it's music or you can ask for cat videos or whatever you like. We're chatting with Google spokesperson Christina Peck now about some lesser known things that you may not know that your Google Nest smart speaker or smart display can do. So why don't we dive into some of those?
I'm going to start first with one that I do every single day. I think it's a great way to add a little dose of optimism into your day. And the command that you would say is, hey, Google, tell me something good. And what this is going to do is your Google Assistant is actually going to prompt them by sharing a recap of good news. So it might show you an article or somebody in the news who's been helping out the community or helping solve our world problems.
Love that. Who can't use that these days, especially? So that's pretty cool. I like that. And one that I'll share is the ability to make free phone calls, that a lot of people don't know you can do this. So you can do it in three different ways. And I'm not talking about this connected to your landline. You don't need a landline. You don't need any of that. So this is all you have to do is say, you know, the keyword, which I won't say in case it activates someone's speakers. But you say that, and then you can say one of three things. Call, you know, Mary Smith at work if that person is in your contacts on your phone. Second thing you can do is say dial and then say a 10-digit phone number in the US or Canada. That will work. Or my favorite thing is to call a business, and you don't need to know exactly where that business is. You can say call the Home Depot at the corner of 1st and 3rd Street. Like, it doesn't even need to be exactly at that corner, and it'll actually dial the closest intersection. So a lot of people don't know that you can do that for outgoing calls. That's cool, right?
Yeah, and I think this is where you see kind of that helpfulness in the home come through again, right? So if your phone's not on you or you don't have your device near you, maybe you don't even know, to your point, the exact business. Mm-hmm. You just have to prompt it, and we're going to do the rest of it for you.
Right. That's the AI or artificial intelligence working on the back end. We'll continue chatting with Christina Peck from Google. She's a spokesperson for the company. When we return on Tech It Out, we're going to go through a number of other Google Nest and Google Nest Hub tips and tricks, and I'll share some of mine as well. So stay tuned. A lot more Tech It Out coming up. You're listening to the Radio America Network.
Want to follow Mark? Google him. Mark with a C and Saltzman with a Z.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Deborah's home was stolen. No, I don't mean thieves stole stuff. I mean scammers literally stole her home. The FBI calls title theft one of the fastest growing white-collar crimes. And this story is why you need Home Title Lock. Deborah says criminals found the title to our home online and filed fraudulent documents claiming they owned our home. Wait, it gets worse. Deborah goes on to say, I was evicted from my own home and $85,000 in equity gone. Nobody believes you can get your home stolen this easily. This is why you need Home Title Lock, because no insurance or bank protects your home from title theft. First things first, go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if your home's title has been tampered with. You need to protect the legal title to your home so you don't end up like Deborah. Go to HomeTitleLock.com now for 60 risk-free days of protection. Again, that's HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Earning your degree from one of the top business schools in the country might sound impossible to fit into your workload. But what if there were a business degree that advanced your career skills and gave you access to world-renowned faculty, leaders, and mentors all on your schedule? One that opened doors to some of the most influential CEOs, tech companies, law firms, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders. And what if you could earn that degree in as little as 16 months, 100% online? Find out more. Text NET to 79645. Start on the path to earning your MBA or Business Analytics Master's degree online from the W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University today. Learn more about the graduate programs from the top-ranked W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University offered 100% online. Text NET to 79645. That's N-E-T to 79645.
Hey, Greg, I'm so sorry to hear about your brother's heart attack.
Thanks. He's okay now, but it really got me thinking about my family. You know, could my wife still pay our mortgage if I had a heart problem? Or could my kids still go to college?
Now, that is really scary. Yeah, you should call my life insurance agent at Health IQ. When I got life insurance for my family last year, they saved me 41% versus any other company I looked at.
41%? That's huge.
Yep. Health IQ starts by shopping everyone with the top 30 life insurance carriers to make sure they can get the lowest retail rate. Then they apply their exclusive healthy lifestyle savings, which can save you up to 41%. I literally got $1 million in coverage for my family for just $36 a month.
Just $36 a month?
Yep. You should check it out at healthiq.com/easy.
To save that much money, I'm going to call them right now. What's that link again? healthiq.com/easy?
Yep. HealthIQ.com/easy.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak. This is Tech It Out. Tech It Out with technology columnist, author, and TV personality Mark Saltzman.
Welcome back to Tech It Out, everyone. Hope you're having a great weekend. If you are listening to this, that is, on a radio station that airs it on a Saturday or Sunday, and 88 stations do across the United States. But you also may be listening on demand any time of the week and in any country around the world if you're tuning into the podcast. So thank you for downloading and or subscribing to Tech It Out. We're chatting with Christina Peck from Google. Her and I are sharing some of our favorite tips and tricks to getting the most out of your Google Nest smart speaker or Google Nest Hub smart display. What are some of your other lesser known features of a Google Nest device?
So I'm going to give another one that I think is really great for parents. So the Hey Google Talk to My Storytime command. And if you're not familiar with this, what it's going to do is for parents or family members who maybe are traveling a lot or just simply can't be there in person for your bedtime routine or whenever your story time is with your children, it allows you to still be a part of that experience. So you're going to simply pre-record your favorite stories, and then your loved ones will be able to play it back at home. So if you have grandparents that don't live, you know, in the same city or you don't see as often, but this is something that your children look forward to, or you happen to be traveling for work, by just saying, hey, Google, talk to my story time, your child is able to hear back your recorded story.
Love that. That's great. Another one that I'll share is if you can't find your phone, you can say, okay, blank, or hey, blank, where's my phone? And if it's stuck in the couch cushions, you know, it'll actually make it ring nice and loud so you can find it. And speaking of finding things, not only can you set reminders such as, hey, blank, at, you know, 8 p.m. tonight, remind me to call mom, you can also have your speaker remember things for you. So you can say, hey, blank, or okay, blank, remember that my passport is in the small drawer in the kitchen. And then in the future, as you're getting ready to go to the airport and you're frantically turning your home upside down to try to find your passport, all you have to do is ask your smart speaker where you put it, and she will remind you where you put it because you've told her to. That's a pretty cool feature a lot of people don't know about.
Yeah, that's called our memory aid. And I think with that one particularly, once people find out about it, they're using it more often than I think they probably would have expected themselves to. So I use it quite regularly to find my car keys. When you come home with a lot of bags, you're probably just throwing it all down. So when you're leaving the house the next morning in a rush, instead of having to turn everything upside down, I will just set myself that little memory aid reminder. And then I will ask Google where it is.
The only caveat is make sure you don't leave any really sort of sensitive information on their speaker. Like if someone, heaven forbid, broke into your home and said, okay, blank, you know, what's the combination to the safe? You don't want your speaker to announce it to someone that you don't want to hear it. So just a funny sort of side note that popped into my head. But yes, I love that reminder feature. Any other tips and tricks for those listening who own a Google Nest speaker or smart display?
I have one more that actually just launched not too long ago, and it's called Interpreter Mode. So again, it's powered through your Google Assistant, but it allows it to be your personal translator. So if you maybe have grandparents who speak another language or a family member who isn't well-versed in English and you're living in Canada or you're living in an English-speaking country, it allows you guys to still communicate. So simply by saying, hey, Google, be my blank interpreter, there's 44 different languages that you can insert there. So if I wanted Italian, I would say, hey, Google, be my Italian interpreter. It would then, I could speak English to it and interpret it to Italian for my nonna, per se.
Oh, I love
and
that.
She would speak back in Italian, and it would say it to me in English. So it allows us to communicate in a really effective and meaningful way, so we can have more in-depth conversations, even if there is a language barrier.
I think that's fantastic. So that's obviously similar to the Google Translate app that I know a lot of travelers use. So this is, just to be clear, the two people who may have a different mother tongue would be in the same room as the speaker, right? It's not to be used like...
Absolutely. Because it's powered on your Google Assistant, if you're using it at your home, you would most likely probably be using it on your Nest speaker, but you can also use it on your Pixel. So if you were traveling to another country or city where the mother tongue isn't yours, it's an opportunity to be able to communicate with locals.
Mm-hmm. I guess one last tip that I'll suggest, another sort of aha one, is something called routines, which I think is fairly new. And what this allows you to do is by time, by location, because you're allowing your phone to identify your location with the speaker, or by a phrase that you say, you can have a number of things being done. So, for example, you could say every morning at 7 a.m., you can set up a routine to wake you up with your favorite song, turn on the lights to your bathroom, so long as you've got smart lights, of course, that are connected. You can turn on your coffee maker to brew you a cup of Joe if you've got, say, a smart plug, which are inexpensive, plugged into the back of the coffee maker, and tell you, you know, how long it's going to take to get to work all at once by setting it with that one routine. That's a fairly new feature, isn't it?
Yeah, and what I love about that feature is the personalization aspect. So your routine is very different than my routine, and mine's very different from somebody else's. But it's what's helping me in the morning. I think for a lot of people, mornings are tough. If you have kids, I hear it's a little bit harder to get everybody going and everything done. So it's a really easy, efficient way for Google Assistant to be that extra set of hands when you probably need it.
All right. Awesome, Christina. I've enjoyed chatting with you. Christina Peck from Google. She's a spokesperson for, among other hardware products, the Nest smart speakers and Nest branded displays that we've been chatting about. Is there a website where you'd recommend to learn more, or your favorite blog that maybe covers some of these like tips and tricks for Google smart speakers?
If you want to learn more about the various Nest devices, I would encourage you to check out our Google store online. And then if you want to kind of stay up to date on our latest features, our Google the Keyword blog is a great resource.
Christina, thank you very much for your time. I've learned something, and I hope our listeners did as well. Thanks again.
Thanks so much for having me.
I know Alexa is really, really popular, and Amazon has done a great job, but I also like to have guests on that have other products, right? Whether it's the Google smart home speakers or even Siri. A lot of people have the HomePod. All right, when we return on the program, we are going to learn about a company called Bellhops. They are a moving company that uses technology in an interesting way. They're being considered the Uber of moving companies, and you'll hear why after this short break. And if you have any suggestions for upcoming guests on Tech It Out, if there's a topic you'd like me to tackle, you have a tech question you'd like me to answer on the air or even privately, you can always reach out publicly or privately. If you're on social media, I'm on Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. And I'm at Mark with a C underscore SALTZMAN. That's on Twitter, Mark underscore Saltzman. But for the other platforms, it's just Mark Saltzman, one word, like on Insta. So you can find me there, and you can subscribe to my tech tip of the day if you like. But send me a note if you prefer, or DM me, direct message me, private message me. And then email is simply tech@marksaltzman.com. That's tech@marksaltzman.com. We'll be right back with more Tech It Out.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak. Check It Out, hosted by Mark Saltzman.
What's in store right now at your local Staples?
Make plans this weekend to save.
Staples weekend exclusive deals mean big discounts on the things you use every day.
This weekend, get 30% off all Perk brand products.
30% off Perk cups, plates, and cutlery.
30% off Perk paper towels and bathroom tissue.
And 30% off Perk disinfecting wipes, hand sanitizer, and more. But hurry, offers end Sunday.
Staples, where there's a whole lot more in store.
In store only ends 2/20 while supplies last.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BremboStoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BremboStoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Hi, Saver. Walgreens here. We like the way you save. Take coffee. You know it doesn't have to cost $4 a cup, so you make your own. And co-pays on Medicare Part D. You save up to $5 and get 100 balance rewards points on each prescription when Walgreens is your preferred pharmacy. Save smartly on Med D. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Co-pay savings on Tier 1 generic drugs available through select plans that include Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy. Points cannot be earned in Arkansas, New Jersey, or New York. Complete details at walgreens.com/balance.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary.
When weather hits, the right wiper blades make all the difference. That's when the Michelin Man is on your side, helping you see better and drive safer with new Michelin Premium Wiper Blades. Designed with exclusive SmartFlex technology, a frameless beam design, Michelin blades flex to the curve of your windshield, giving you unparalleled, streak-free, long-lasting, all-season performance. So when the going gets tough, be ready with Michelin Premium Wiper Blades. It's a difference you can see. Available at Walmart, Pep Boys, Amazon, and other fine retailers.
This is Carl on his motorcycle.
Let's ride till we run out of gas!
And the
This is Carl, office motorcycle.
Balsawood is very different than teak. People confuse the two.
On his motorcycle.
Hey! Check out that view!
Off his motorcycle.
Let's do puzzles in the break room.
On.
Look at all that open road!
Off.
Look how long my fingernails are getting.
You're better on your bike. Progressive helps keep you on it. Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Welcome back to Tech It Out, which is powered by ASUS, the title sponsor on this program, creating technology for today and tomorrow's smart life. Simply visit asus.com/us/radio for info on all their awesome products. That's asus.com/us/radio. It's being dubbed the Uber for moving companies. Bellhops is America's fastest growing moving company, perhaps because, in part, they're shaking up the space with a tech-based platform. Joining us on the line to tell us all about it is Kyle Miller. He's the Director of Communications at Bellhops. Welcome to the show, Kyle.
Thanks, Mark. I appreciate you having us on here. We might be the only moving service that can actually come on to a tech-oriented show and actually talk about technology.
That's right. Well, tech, it's no secret, tech changes virtually every industry, but you're right. I don't think I've ever had an interview about moving companies before, but I'm excited to learn what makes it techy. We don't have to, you know, have a deep dive in that space. I'd love to hear what separates Bellhops from other moving companies. So let's just start at a high level. What is Bellhops all about?
Yeah. So if you go to our website, you'll see right away that we are an on-demand moving service, but if you kind of like take a look under the hood and do a little more research, you'll start to realize that at our core, we're a tech company. And what we've done is set out to build a better moving experience through using technology, which a lot of people in the moving space itself have kind of been reluctant to invest in just because people are used to kind of this general status quo of what a moving company is. And we wanted to take what is kind of the last industries to be really, really brought up by technology. We wanted to go ahead and do that instead of waiting for somebody else to.
So I guess that begs the question, what was wrong with moving companies prior to a company like Bellhops?
Yeah, I think I like to think of it just first as flexibility. That's probably the hardest part and the most stressful thing about moving. The average person moves about 12 times in their lives, and if they're going to hire a moving company, it's really, really hard to find a company that will be flexible with your time. And so what we did is take the power of the gig economy. You had mentioned Uber and things like Lyft and Shipt and Instacart. What we've taken is the gig economy model. And that's allowed us to be the most on-demand moving service in America. And it allows us to not only be available when no one else is, but it allows us to be a little more transparent in what availability looks like, what cost looks like on different days. It gives us a lot of flexibility in showing the customer that there's flexibility and that there's visibility into the entire process. So that's one, is that tech and our model has really allowed us to be flexible in probably one of the most stressful times that a person experiences, like I said, like 12 times in their lives.
Got it. Okay. So I get that. I understand that there is arguably more flexibility when you open it up, and we call it the gig economy. So like hiring someone directly through perhaps an app. And I was going to ask you if there is an app for Bellhops. And I understand that also competition could breed better pricing. But when it comes to moving your stuff, right, your precious stuff, I know a lot of people want to rely on the professionals, and they may even pay a bit of a premium to reduce the odds of something happening. You know, someone drops a dress or whatever. So because it is the gig economy, you know, how do you address those concerns where it might be, it's not someone's full-time gig, for example, and they just want to make some extra bucks on the side by helping people move? Is that okay for most of your customers?
That's kind of the differentiator whenever we hear that comparison, Uber of moving, or if someone says Lyft, you know, just replace the type of company. That's something that is a little bit different in the way that we approach. So we have a very, very robust approval process. To give you an example, We had about 28,000 total applications submitted in 2019, and just over 25% were approved to work on our platform. Not only that, but we do all of the basics that you can think of, background check and things like that. But we take it a step further. We do a submission through Answer for questions. So not only do we do the application process, the background check, then we have a written interview where there's a handful of questions that are provided that they answer. And then if they do receive a satisfactory score through those key categories, we then have a live interview with them. Sometimes if we're really busy, that it's submitting a video, or it is actually interviewing on Skype or via FaceTime with one of our recruiters. And what we want to do is not just look at can someone pass a background check, but do they have EQ? Do they have empathy? Because that's really what makes a great mover. Someone who is empathetic is a person that is going to be sure that they're not going to ding walls, be sure that they're on time, and be sure that they take care of a customer's belongings the way we would really, really want them to ensure that the stressful experience isn't stressful. Additionally, we have three different levels. You have a recruit, you have a bellhop, and then you have a captain. Some of our captains in cities that we've been in for a while have worked 2, 3, 4, 5, some even at 600 total moves. People aren't just doing this one day a week. A lot of people are making it a career for themselves, especially when they're in college or they're in between jobs or they're going to grad school, because it does pay a lot different than a gig economy job as well. So we're talking on average $21 to $25 an hour, depending on the different cities and tipping and things like that. But the pay is really good, so we keep the really great people on there. There's incentive pay as well as you graduate from recruit to bellhop to captain. So the longer you work on the platform, the more algorithm pays you out and also rewards you with first availability on the best jobs and the biggest jobs.
We'll be back momentarily to continue chatting with bellhops. Stay with us.
Follow Mark Saltzman on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want.
We are updating our equipment here at KCNR. If you hear a little static or perhaps some silence, we appreciate your patience as we address those issues.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. We bring you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites.
You'll hear from experts on national security, the environment, veterans affairs, world politics, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your John Deere Ag and Turf products.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. wethepeopleradio.us.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
We're chatting with Kyle Miller, Director of Communications of a company called Bellhops, billed as the Uber for moving companies. When you book it, you can get an estimate based on how big your house is, if you want them to help pack it up, or do you have to do all the packing yourself? How do you get that quote?
Yeah, so that's a good question. We get asked a lot about a consumer app, and so we are currently building a consumer-facing app. Our services have widened, and labor services, moving services, we move nationwide. We can move from Seattle to Miami. We have packing services, and those services are actually expanding a lot in 2020. Before that time, we were more of a one-use company, so a consumer-facing app didn't make as much sense in 2017 and 18. But now that we've expanded our services, and we'll continue to expand those services to offer help before the move and after, we are slated to have a consumer-facing app out in spring. The main way that people will actually book with us is 50% on the phone and 50% on the website. But our website is actually built based off of all the data from the 200,000 total moves. So in about 10 minutes, all you got to do, put in your information, your address, your to and from, your point A, point B, a little bit of information. It takes about 10 minutes, and you'll actually get your full estimate right there. And you'll know how much it's going to cost. And then if it does go over that estimate, then it is a pay-as-you-go model right now, and you'll be able to pay as you go through that.
Second last question, Kyle. One of the key reasons why people like using Uber over traditional taxis is that it could be a lot less to do so. We're talking, you know, 60% or so of the cost of a taxi. Would it be fair to say bellhops cost less than a traditional moving company? And if so, by what percentage would you estimate?
Yeah, that's a very fair statement. There's two things that are key there. One is our investments in technology. We have very little human touch. We don't, because of our performance technology and because of our matching technology, the app does all the work. We don't have any brick and mortars. That allows us to be asset light. And then also we don't own any trucks. So that allows us to be asset light. Our professional drivers are professional box drivers that work a lot like an Uber driver does. They don't do any moving. They actually just drive the truck. And so there's two parts to our workforce, the movers and the drivers. And because we don't have that high cost of having a brick and mortar, we've got a flexible workforce that's available and on demand. Mm-hmm. And we don't have to have a physical presence in the markets that we're in because our technology does all the performance management on its own. We're able to save about 20 to 30% below what most movers are able to do. And when it gets into long distance, that gets even better because most of the time you're paying for the driver, the truck, and the move team to go from point A to point B because it's a franchise model. With us, what we're doing is team A, let's say in Chattanooga, is going to load up your stuff. They're going to stay there. The truck drives alone and goes to the next location, let's say Atlanta, Georgia, and then the team in Atlanta actually unloads all your stuff into your home. So you're saving costs not only with the way our model is set up, but also just the way we logistically approach moving. Helps with the savings, especially when you're going cross-country.
Interesting. And then finally, insurance. Is that built into the price? Is that something that you have to pay for extra? How do you handle that?
Yeah, so currently we do have coverage that is out to everyone who moves with us for any damages that might occur. There is insurance in the trucks as well. So if anything happens, like the truck turns over, anything like that. And then we'll also be launching a insurance option as well. If you want to take like full coverage, say there was a fire or anything that like dramatically could happen, we're going to be adding that into our services in the coming months, and we're testing that out right now where people can have more access to things where if it pours down rain and things like that that aren't really human nature, that's going to address as well.
All right. Bellhops, by the numbers, they've transported over 4.5 million boxes to date, totaling 72 million pounds. They've logged more than 375,000 miles, including their longest move ever from Hartford to Seattle, and spent more than 480,000 hours helping Americans get settled into their new lives. Very cool. Bellhops, what's the best website to get going?
Getbellhops.com. Go right there. You can take a look at everything. It's great. And our blog has got a lot of useful resources if you're moving soon.
All right. Getbellhops.com. Kyle Miller, thank you very much for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Well, I hope you enjoyed this week's Tech It Out. We spoke with Bellhops, Google, and Orange Theory Fitness. This program, Tech It Out, is powered by Asus, creating technology for today and tomorrow's smart life. Asus, for those in search of incredible. Visit asus.com/US/radio for more info. That's asus.com/US/radio. Thanks again for tuning into this week's program. If you like it, please give us a review on your favorite podcast platform and tell a friend. All right, have a great rest of your weekend, everyone. Catch up with you next week on Tech It Out. Bye-bye for now.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
We delve into the topics that get people riled up the most, from parenting and our families to the dangers of political correctness, gun rights, and even sex robots. Nothing is off limit. We're just two moms, unfiltered, telling it like it is. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to subscribe, download, and leave us a review.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last, because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Plaid, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Final roll call on impeachment Wednesday. Chief Justice John Roberts doesn't feel it's his place to intervene.
If the members of this body, elected by the people and accountable to them, divide equally on a motion, the normal rule is that the motion fails. I think it would be inappropriate for me, an unelected official from a different branch of government, to assert the power to change that result so that the motion would succeed.
Big push in Iowa this weekend ahead of Monday's caucuses. Democrat presidential candidates are fanning out across the state in a last-minute push for votes. President Trump, meanwhile, in Florida for the weekend, putting finishing touches, no doubt, on his State of the Union speech scheduled for Tuesday night. Americans returning from China will undergo screening, and those coming from the epicenter of the new virus will be isolated. That, according to Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar.
Any U.S. citizen returning to the United States who has been in Hubei province in the previous 14 days will be subject to up to 14 days of mandatory quarantine.
Others returning from elsewhere in China will be allowed to self-monitor their condition for a similar period. Beijing criticized Washington's order. The number of confirmed cases in China rose to 11,791, surpassing the number in the 2002-2003 outbreak of SARS. The virus's rapid spread in 2 months, prompting the World Health Organization Thursday to declare it a global emergency. Nigeria's government pledging today to address security issues the Trump administration cited in its decision this week to stop granting immigration visas to people from Africa's most populous nation. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Thinking about life insurance? Did you know in just a few minutes you can find the best price from up to 10 price competitive companies for free? You can with SelectQuote. For example, George is 39. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $22 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino, and believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-607-3551. That's 800-607-3551. 800-607-3551. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The Community Reinvestment Act has, over the past four decades, spurred hundreds of billions of dollars in lending to low- and middle-income communities. But as correspondent Jeremy House reports, it's out of date and in need of an overhaul.
The Trump administration is proposing changes that some community advocates say will make it easier for banks to meet the law's criteria without making the types of loans that are most beneficial to the communities they serve. The CRA's current regulations reward banks that make mortgages and small business loans in their communities. Under the administration's new proposal, banks could get credit for other types of lending to low-income customers like credit cards and personal loans, a move that would greatly benefit the largest of the country's banks because they already dominate these lines of business. Jeremy House reporting.
First treatment for peanut allergies about to hit the market. It's named Palforzia. More at townhall.com. Atari, the arcade game company that ushered in the gaming revolution back in the 1980s, is opening 8 video game-themed hotels across the U.S.
The company said this week it will break ground on its first hotel later this year in Phoenix as it seeks to create a unique lodging experience combining the brand with a video game-themed destination. Atari Hotels will have fully immersive experiences for every age and gaming ability, including the latest in virtual and augmented reality, the company said in a statement. In addition to Las Vegas and Phoenix, new hotels are planned in Denver, Chicago, Austin, Seattle, San Francisco, and San Jose. Patrick Foss reporting.
Sunday talk show lineup. NBC's Meet the Press welcomes Republican Senator Lamar Alexander and Democratic presidential candidate Pete Buttigieg. CBS's Face the Nation has Congressman Adam Schiff and Republican National Committee Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, sport.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their life. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
To their rate, you may be able to save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.23%. Call us at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states and NMLS number 3030.
Welcome, everyone. It is Pop Tech Radio. We are in Las Vegas. We are in the South Hall here at CES, the Consumer Electronics Show 2020. Joining me, I think you are the longest-serving guest I've ever had. He writes for Jazz Times. He writes for Soundstage Solo, the best website for reviews of headphones. He's also a writer for The Wire Cutter. And he is Brent Butterworth. And, boy, it's good to have you here.
Well, that is quite the honor to be your longest-standing guest.
Absolutely. Well, I thank you. You are
amazing. You keep asking me to come back.
Well, I keep asking you to come back because you are fantastic and you're a good friend and you're a fellow musician. There's so many reasons to have you here. So on the flight here, because I'm only here for a day. Mm-hmm. By the way, folks, if you've never – well, we should rewind and say what this is. So first of all, the Consumer Electronics Show is here in Las Vegas. It is trade only, as you know, Brent. The general public is not invited, and it's been held in Vegas for boy, it's got to be 30-plus years.
Oh, this is my 31st.
Oh, it is in Vegas.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's well over.
It was at least several years before that.
Yeah, and this is where everything in the world of consumer electronics is introduced. And, of course, the world has changed a lot. And as you and I were talking a few minutes ago before we got on the air, it's a different world now in consumer electronics in terms of how people buy them. They used to go to these things called stores.
Yeah.
They had doors and that they had...
I remember that.
Yeah. And telephone numbers and things like that. And you talk to somebody and you buy stuff. And it's... I guess I'm kind of amazed that it is still as big as it is because... You know, what it used to be, let's say 20 years ago when I was here, you know, this is where the buyers for retail stores would come and they would see the new products.
That was the original purpose of
it. Sure. Of every trade show, really.
Yeah, pretty much.
You know, you would see what's coming out for the coming year, and then you would place your orders and you would sit down with a salesperson and they would have that conversation. And that's what a trade show was. And now, with the continual shrinking of retail... It's different, you know. By the way, in days of yore, I sound like an old guy talking about it, but in the days of yore, you would come to this event, and you would be seeing this stuff for the first time. Now, unless you're here with the press group before it opens, a couple of days before it opens, it's online before the doors open on the first day.
Yeah, a lot of the press now will basically have a lot of their write-ups already finished before the show even starts.
Right.
And then they're all embargoed until the start of the show, and then you basically just go live with it. So a lot of these things were written weeks ago. Some of them were written in December, even maybe November.
And yet, as we both know, and we've talked about before, again, before we got on the air, that, you know, and a lot of big companies don't show up. Apple famously never has come to CES because it's so expensive for a company to bring in staff, to have booth space, to have a booth built, to have all of these things that are part of what a trade show is. So a lot of them sit it out, or they have suites in one of the major hotels, and they invite selected people up to see a couple of products.
Yeah.
But it seems like it gets bigger every year, and I can't figure out
how,
why?
And they're building a whole new part of the convention center that's going to be like 1.5 million square feet.
Yes, indeed.
So I've never figured it out, and you keep thinking like. Okay, it's kind of reached the peak. Because you remember the Comdex show, the old computer show,
reached its
peak. It got so big, and everyone's like, oh, this is too big to deal with. And, you know, Vegas couldn't handle it. They didn't have the infrastructure, and people were just walking from the convention center back to their hotel because you couldn't. The bus line was like an hour and a half long, and the taxi line was longer. And now there's a lot more people here, and a lot more manufacturers. Well, you know, companies. I shouldn't say manufacturers anymore. But there's just so many people here, and it just keeps getting bigger and bigger for reasons I don't really
understand.
But I think there's so much manufacturing that as a consumer you would never know about. There's a lot of companies here that I've never heard of.
Exactly. We're going to hold that thought because we're coming back. We are live at CES. This is Pop Tech Radio. I'm Mike Etchar with my good friend Brent Butterworth. Stay right there because we're coming right back.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Now's the time to join the Brotherhood of Muscle because we're offering Dodge Power Dollars on the 2019 Dodge Charger and Challenger, which means for each horsepower, you'll get $10 off your purchase. Roll out in the Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye and get $7,970 off.
Maybe you'll take off in a Dodge Charger with available 485 horsepower. So come in to your local Dodge dealer now. See dealer for details. Offer not available on vehicle leases. Take retail delivery from dealer stock by 2320. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX. Part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution. If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary.
Message and data rates may apply.
What if there were a top-ranked business degree that gave you access to world-renowned faculty, leaders, and mentors, but on your schedule? The W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University is now accepting high-quality applicants for its MBA and Business Analytics Master's degree programs offered 100% online. Learn more about the top-ranked W.P. Carey business degrees online. Text RANK to 79645. Again, that's R-A-N-K to 79645.
Welcome back, everyone. Mike Etchart here from CES, the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas 2020. My good friend Brett Butterworth of The Wire Cutter, of Soundstage Solo, of Jazz Times, a wonderful bass player, just a good human, is here with me.
Oh,
my longest-serving guest, as I mentioned in the last segment. And I torture him every time he comes to Vegas for CES. I make him come on. And he's my favorite guest, quite frankly, because we go back a long ways now.
Yeah, and I enjoy your analysis of all the show and everything, especially since I'm almost totally focused on audio, and so there's so much of the show that I'm just blind to.
Well, and, you know, we were talking again before we got on the air, and this used to be, you could certainly call it the audio and video show. Let's say it's in the late 90s.
Yeah.
It was principally focused on home entertainment, should we say?
Yeah.
I guess, you know,
it was TVs and audio systems and some other stuff,
yeah.
But it was TVs, and you know, you go to the main hall, and there'd be RCA and Sony and Toshiba and Mitsubishi and Hitachi and all these people that are no longer even in really the consumer electronics business.
Exactly.
And that was the whole focus. And there was some computer stuff. There was like one hall full of computer stuff and a whole hall full of car audio. But I'm looking around the room right now just to see what's here. There's just a lot of all sorts of tech companies. You know, there's a whole lot of robotics back in the back.
Absolutely.
A whole lot of AI. I was just at the Sands this morning, and they have a giant health and wellness area.
And health and wellness is one of the biggest segments, and it was almost non-existent 5 years ago.
Yeah.
And now it's just, it's exploded. As you said, AI, VR, drones, you know, unmanned aerial vehicle things are here. And, you know, it's as we went to the wrong booth where we were supposed to go. And we walked by those huge vibrating Barca lounge chairs.
Yeah.
And that's a big business, those kind of massage chairs and things you wouldn't think about. And like you said, if anything, what this show to me is a testament of is the dramatic shift in manufacturing and how they were able to get these things to market so quickly and so efficiently. And well, I'm sure share this with guests after you, but when I tell the story often, actually, I remember coming to the CES back in, I think it was 98 when the first plasma screens were, and we talked about this on the air, I think.
Yeah.
You know, those were $14,000 sets.
Yeah.
And I was at Costco over the Christmas break getting some food, and I took a stroll down the TV aisle. And there are some fantastic, you know, I'm still in the market for another 50-inch set, and there are TVs that are like $249.
Yeah, and they blow away.
Right.
they blow away the $240 ones blow away the stuff from like 5 years ago.
Yes. And so,
the best stuff from 5 years ago.
And it's just dramatic when you see, and as you kind of alluded to in the first segment, you know, there's not only the companies that are showing their wares, but this is also a place where companies meet manufacturing people, and they see lots of the folks that are actually building the stuff that we're seeing for companies. Because, I mean, I don't know what the percentage is, but very few of these companies are manufacturing them in a facility that's owned by them.
Of their own, yeah. They have them manufactured in China by companies that I mean, I'm pretty deep in the business. You know, I do a lot of consulting and stuff, mm-hmm. too. And I've never heard of a lot of these manufacturers. But, you know, an interesting thing, an interesting side note, because, you know, it used to be all, like, buyer's reps for big retail chains, mm-hmm. and then the manufacturers. But now there's so much, this is so much of an outlet for promotion. And so the press, when I started coming here in 1990, the press corps was about maybe 150, 200 people,
mm-hmm.
and now it's probably 5,000 or 6,000.
Yeah.
And all sorts of people from all over the world come here.
Well, and mainstream press, too, in a way that it didn't used to be.
And the mainstream press used to completely ignore this, and now they're all here, and they've all got TV crews here. And so much of this is just a big demonstration of it's just a big meeting place for the industry, and there's so many different, you know, these big consumer electronics companies, there's little tiny companies. I've met with two or three companies that just make software for digital signal processors, which is pretty obscure, but they know that their client base is here, so they want to talk to their client base and mm-hmm. the press people that cover that sort of stuff.
Sure.
And this is probably the easiest place to go, even though it's frightfully expensive these days.
It's crazy. You know, when you come here to Las Vegas for this event, you know, you can get, if you come to Vegas any other time, you can get a perfectly fine $200 room.
Oh, yeah, or
maybe 150
or
100. Yeah, that's right.
I'm kind of a low life.
Well, that's right. Yeah,
you know?
But even the $100 rooms are $400 for CES.
Yeah,
and it's just a gouging. And so again, if a company makes a decision to come, boy, it is a costly decision. Even if you have, you know, we're in the South Hall where these booths are what I would call moderate sized booths. Mm-hmm. We're looking at Shure and Earthquake, and DJI is just down the road here. So Shure looks like to have a booth of about 50 square feet, I'm going to guess, maybe 60 square feet.
Yeah.
They're probably paying several tens of thousands of dollars just to rent the space and then to store this booth somewhere and ship it here.
And they built this booth probably largely for this show.
That's exactly right.
And then, you know, when I used to work for Dolby Labs, as you know, and I remember when I used to, and I managed the show for Dolby Labs. And
hold that thought. Yes, right. 60 people costs a lot of money. All right, we're coming back. We got Brent Butterworth. We're at CES 2020, Pop Tech Radio. Stay right there.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
What's in store right now at your local Staples?
Make plans this weekend to save.
Staples weekend exclusive deals mean big discounts on the things you use every day.
This weekend, get 30% off all Perk brand products.
30% off Perk cups, plates, and cutlery.
30% off Perk paper towels and bathroom tissue.
And 30% off Perk disinfecting wipes, hand sanitizer, and more. But hurry, offers end Sunday.
Staples, where there's a whole lot more in store.
In store only ends 2/20 while supplies last.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Krebel.
The politically correct thought police are at it again at Clemson University, where professors can no longer expect students to come to class on time. Campus diversity training materials now suggest that expecting people from other cultures to show up on time is racist. Instead of teaching students the kind of responsibility that will be required in the job market, These professors are being told that to be inclusive, they must recognize cultural differences that may impact the meeting and adjust accordingly. What needs to be adjusted is this misguided policy. I spent several years teaching college classes, and I can tell you, you can't even teach political correctness if students don't show up to the class. It just isn't that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Hey, welcome back. It is Pop Tech Radio. Mike Etchar with my good friend Brent Butterworth. He, of course, of The Wire Cutter, of Jazz Times, of Soundstage Solo. Great website if you're in the market for headphones. And Brent, have you seen a few headphone companies here today?
I've seen a few, and a few is the right word. Because it used to be you'd see a gazillion of them.
Oh, I was being facetious, actually.
I probably saw eight total.
That's it?
And
is the market officially saturated?
The market's pretty saturated, but a lot of it is that a lot of the more audio type guys are not here.
Yeah.
So all the big names in like high end headphones are not here. None of them are.
Okay, and they're going where? They're going to the Rocky Mountain Audio?
I shouldn't say that, because Shure has some high end headphones,
sure.
And Audio Technica, a few other. There's these Can Jam shows that are headphone specific.
Mm-hmm.
They go to the Munich show in Munich in May.
And that is kind of the Western European version of CES?
That is the world audio show, effectively.
Okay. Okay.
That is where the world goes to do audio business and find out about audio. So they go do stuff like that. Things are so literally and figuratively noisy at CES,
mm-hmm.
that, you know, it's hard to make an impact.
Yeah.
And it's hard even to make press appointments because, you know, if you're press, you're getting hundreds of invitations. I mean, I'm getting like 100 a day.
Is that right?
Yeah, of companies that want to meet with me. Most of them are companies I have nothing to do with. But there's a lot of people who said, oh, I sent you an email. I'm like, I got 200 that day, you know. So it's getting to be really, you really have to spend a colossal amount of money to make an impact here. And
but by that,
in millions of dollars.
And I agree. And yet, as we kind of talked about, it seems like there's still just a line of companies waiting to show here.
Yeah, there's no empty space that I've seen.
No, and as you mentioned, they're building another addition to the Las Vegas Convention Center, and this is the largest place, I think, in the United States to hold a...
certainly in the U.S.
Yeah, hold a conference or convention like this.
Certainly one of the biggest in the world.
Yeah.
Maybe the biggest.
Right. And, of course, it is so much broader now than it used to be. And as you mentioned, I think, in the last segment, that it, you know, this used to be ignored by mainstream press. And now you'll flip on any news program, and they'll have people here talking about what's being shown at CES.
They have big crews. It's actually getting to be a problem because you go to the booth now and people are videoing.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, well, I want to show you our new speaker or whatever, but there's a video crew here now, so can you wait a while? and it could be a video crew. I was at one booth. I'll say it. I was at the Klipsch booth yesterday.
Okay, Klipsch speakers,
very well-known audio brand.
There
was a blogger from Europe who was doing like a video blog of, you know, selfie video blog of him holding the camera, like talking into it and about his impressions of it. And he was just getting furious with people that they were like walking behind him and stuff and getting in the picture. So they actually sort of formed they like sort of held hands, the Klipsch people, to like block people off so he could do his blog.
Oh, it's my God. Like,
and meanwhile, he's standing right in front of the sound bars I need to be looking at.
Sure, right.
So this just gets more and more complicated all the time. It's just, fortunately, since there's less audio, there's less for me to see. So
yeah, right.
Really, you know.
Well, it's interesting. You know, CNET rounded up the six things that will dominate this year's show. And I love CNET, and I think they are right on the money. But they mentioned, of course, you know, the tech industry is going to be, it's all about services. And everybody wants to get that subscription money out of your bank account. And that's, of course, you're seeing that everywhere. I think two of the big, not sponsors, but big kind of keynotes were NBC. And I think NBC is they've got a new streaming service coming out this year. It's called Peacock, exactly. And then
my finger's on the pulse of the
absolutely. No, and I appreciate that. Of course, Apple and Disney started one, and so anything related to services is being shown here. And I guess there's food deliveries, there's meal kits, there's clothing online things, there's all kinds of stuff that are all in the realm of services. And again, it's kind of the onslaught of membership. If you're a company looking for a good business model, that's a good business
model. Yeah, recurring revenue is always nice.
Always nice. And so we're going to, of course, see so much more of that in the years to come. And, and like we talked about on the air in previous shows, it's we all have decisions to make, especially if you're a Netflix subscriber or, you know, you any television or movie subscription service. You now have, where there used to be two choices, you now have, or three, or four, or five. Now you have 9 or 10 or 11, 12, 13 and more coming on board. And so we all as consumers have some decisions to make over the next...
Well, I got to start. This is actually really applicable to me, unusually, because, you know, I normally am not, like, super plugged into the scene. I'm kind of a speaker geek and headphone geek. But Wirecutter has appointed me to be their soundbar reviewer now.
Excellent.
So I am going to have to spend a lot more time watching these services, because, you know, you got to, not only do we have really controlled tests, you know, controlled blind tests with multiple listeners and all this kind of stuff, we spend a lot of time just using the products as a normal person would use them.
Yeah.
I'm really kind of looking forward to it, because it's going to make me sit down and watch stuff, and my dog will love this, because she can sit in my lap.
There you go.
Golden I'm excited about actually watching TV, because normally I'm so busy doing other stuff, I don't take time to sit and relax and watch TV. So.
Well, and there is, there's not enough hours in the day to get to all the great programming that's out there. And again, if you're in the market for a new set, they're all here, and make sure you get a good sound bar. But then, you know, it's such a wonderful experience to watch that stuff at home, and there's great movies, there's great TV shows. It's ridiculous.
So can I, since we're talking about soundbars, can I give you my impression for me of what's like the hot thing at the show?
Absolutely. Okay. But you have to do that in the next segment.
I'll do it in the next segment.
We're going to take a quick commercial break. You're listening to Pop Tech Radio. I'm Mike Etchart. I've got Brett Butterworth with me. We are at CES 2020 in Las Vegas, Consumer Electronics Show, and we're coming right back.
Celebrating 20 years in business, Five Star Bank is a community business bank serving small to medium-sized businesses and is a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Five Star Bank was founded in 1999 by a group of local entrepreneurs who wanted to create personalized banking services inspired by shared vision and goals. Today, Five Star Bank is among the top 5% of performing banks in the nation for banks of its size. Five Star Bank proudly serves farmers, ranchers, and growers in the agricultural community, commercial real estate developers and construction, those who lead nonprofits and churches, and entrepreneurs in emerging technology. Five Star Bank is also committed to small businesses through a robust SBA department. They understand that when it comes to business, timing is critical. Their sense of urgency and speed to serve are part of the foundation of their success. Visit fivestarbank.com and visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now. A lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Bar reviewer,
and I will just
wire.
Make my pitch that whatever you spend on a television, if you don't buy a sound bar, you are just missing out on so much of the viewing experience in your house.
You really are, and the nice thing is that sound bars are at the point now where anybody can afford them.
Yep.
I mean, there's good ones for a little over $100.
Stunning.
And one of the great things is if you have one that has an HDMI input, which is on all TVs.
Sure.
You can just plug it into the TV, and it'll work like it's part of your TV. You can get rid of the soundbar remote. You just turn the TV on with the remote. The soundbar comes on. It switches on. The sound comes out of the soundbar. You don't have to worry about anything.
No receiver. No
volume
nothing.
Control yeah, works. Exactly. No receiver. No nothing. One cable. And so the manufacturers, the especially your Vizios and Sonys and Samsungs and LGs that don't have a big investment in traditional audio are basically coming right out and saying, yeah, we're at the point now where soundbars are just our soundbars just going to replace home theater systems.
Wow.
Like don't bother buying a home theater system because our soundbars, because all these soundbars now have like Dolby Atmos in them.
Right, Atmos and, is the immersive sound.
Yeah, the immersive sound, overhead sound.
Sure.
They have so these up. They all have these upfiring. The high-end ones have these upfiring
yep.
speakers, and they have these rear speakers that have front-firing and upfiring drivers, and it's all wireless. And you just go plug this stuff in, and it all works. And you plug in one cable from your TV, and there's none of this receiver nonsense to deal with. There's no wires to run. It's just amazing, and these things with all these Atmos speakers start to sound like a big giant speaker system, except they're small and they fit right under your TV.
And they're affordable.
And they're also, I think the biggest trend for super hardcore audio geeks at this show is that the soundbars are starting to come with like 12-inch subwoofers. They used to come with like 6.5-inch
yeah.
subwoofers that were made out of like boxes that were barely thicker than a cereal box, and they just go boom.
But I'm not bitter.
And yeah. they just kind of boom
sure.
unintelligibly. But now they have subwoofers with them that are the more or less the equivalent of like a real standalone high quality subwoofer you'd go buy. So this is really like a home theater
yeah.
speaker system. That you just install in 10 minutes and that your entire family can operate. And, in fact, you don't even have to tell them anything. It's just hand them the TV remote and let them go.
Right, right.
So this is really the big trend. And some of the audio companies are getting in it. You know, Klipsch, I mentioned before, has a new one I heard yesterday. It's $1,500. It's got all this Atmos stuff built
okay.
in.
Yeah.
It's got so you got two little surround speakers. You got a big subwoofer. You got a bar, and you just plug it all in, and it works. And we're just going to see. You know, some of them are doing like Vizio has one where the speakers actually rotate, like they're motorized.
Really?
So when you're in Atmos or DTS:X, it turns. The speakers actually spin upward.
Whoa.
To point up towards the ceiling, so it bounces the sound off the ceiling. And then when you listen to, like, music, it'll turn and go back. And I already asked them, the first question I asked them was, like, do you know what the lifetime of those motors is?
Yes.
They said they're tested to over 100,000 cycles.
I'm like, no kidding.
Well,
that's a lifetime.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
So, I'm just, and, you know, so these things are typically $1,000 to $1,500 bucks, but You don't have to buy a receiver.
Yeah.
You don't have to buy a home theater speakers. You don't have to buy, you don't have to wire anything. You don't have to figure out how to work it. You don't have to configure anything. All you do is plug this stuff in and turn it on. I'm really excited about this. And, you know, I have tested, I used to consult on soundbars.
Sure,
I didn't
know that,
review
yeah.
them because it would have been a conflict of interest. But I quit consulting for the most part. And so now I can review them for Wirecutter, and so I have some insight into what the guts are inside there.
Well, that'll be it'll be fun to, because I'm in the market for another. I mean, I have a really good soundbar, but I kind of feel like I need to upgrade, especially because I would like Atmos.
The Atmos thing, it really makes a difference.
Yes, it does. Yes, and of course, there's so much music. You know, both you and I are musicians and big fans of music, and we both have friends that are remixing audio as we speak in the new
true.
Atmos, you know, format.
Yeah.
And with Amazon's devices that are going to be replicating Atmos music in Atmos and being offered in some of the subscription services, it's a nice thing to have. Even if you're not using it for television, if you're just using it for music in the house and listening to one of your streaming services.
Yeah, and it just, you know, I've listened to just like straight ahead stereo jazz mm-hmm. through it with the virtual, you know, where it
yes.
figures out what's in the signal and figures out what to put into
yes.
those up-firing speakers. And it makes it sound kind of like you're in the Village Vanguard.
Right.
It's really just mind-blowing from a soundbar, you know?
Oh, it's well, and I mean, you know, you've been in the speaker business for a long time, and
yeah.
we've come a long way from where they would just crank out boxes and try it, and then try a different size box. It's all done in computers now.
Yeah,
they're able to simulate everything and anything when it comes to what combination of amplifiers and speakers and, you know, where it is, and it's just stunning what they can do virtually before they even start manufacturing.
Yeah, and it's all got, you know, these digital signal processors in there that have all this crazy advanced algorithms that do all sorts of just really, I mean, it's technically really complicated, but
yeah.
basically just make these things do all just sorts of stuff. And I think now, you know, 10 years ago, the engineers, I think, really didn't know. You know, they were doing the sound bars. They had these little teeny tiny speakers inside there, and they had digital processing, but they weren't really quite sure how to get the best out of those little speakers. Now they really know.
Yes.
So they're
yes.
they're doing little row of little 2, 3, 4-inch speakers, and they're making them sound like big giant speakers.
It's unbelievable. It is unbelievable when you some of the little wireless speakers you've reviewed.
Oh, yeah.
Are just ridiculous. They are so cheap and so small and. You know, little portable speakers to listen to music on,
yeah,
like
for
on your
$30,
for $30, and they sound remarkable.
Yeah,
you know, somebody's putting a lot of engineering time in, but once you do it, and it's not that expensive to manufacture it, so here we are.
Yeah,
surrounded. All right, we got to take a quick break. We're talking to Brent Butterworth. We are at the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, 2020. Hard to believe, but we are coming right back.
On Twitter and Facebook at Pop Tech Radio.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BremboStoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BremboStoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Now's the time to join the Brotherhood of Muscle, because we're offering Dodge Power Dollars on the 2019 Dodge Charger and Challenger, which means for each horsepower, you'll get $10 off your purchase. Roll out in the Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye and get $7,970 off. Maybe you'll take off in a Dodge Charger with available 485 horsepower. So come in to your local Dodge dealer now. See dealer for details. Offer not available on vehicle leases. Take retail delivery from dealer stock by 2320. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX. Part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We want to tell you about our new podcast, the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast. Every week we talk about the issues that matter to us most. We talk about everything from parenting and our families to the Me Too movement and what women really want in men.
And if you're just plain tired of people trying to tell you what to do and how to live your life, we tackle that too.
Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to leave us a comment, a review, and subscribe.
This show is presented in part by Dodge. Domestic, not domesticated. This is Popular Technology Radio, your source for the latest emerging tech and hot internet trends. Now, here's your host.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. Popular Technology Radio, Mike Etchart with Brent Butterworth from The Wire Cutter. Of course, also... what do you say? Do you more than contribute to Soundstage Solo? You curate.
I kind of am Soundstage Solo.
You are Soundstage Solo. There you go. It's on your driver's license.
Theoretically, we'll have other. We've had a few other people contribute.
Yeah.
But
principally, you were the main contributor to the.
Yeah, I'm actually trying to find somebody to take a little of the load off right now, right. Get a little more perspective. But yeah.
Well, so I was at the airport, obviously coming to Las Vegas, and I saw. I can't tell you how many people I saw with the earbuds with no wires. The
true wireless. Yeah.
True wireless. I got to think that's a huge segment. I mean, a segment that's getting dramatically bigger by the month here.
Well, it's taken over the headphone business.
Right.
And, you know, with the Apple original AirPods, and now they just came out with the EarPods, which are way better.
Yep.
It's at the point where I was talking to JBL, and they said it was going to be 50% of their headphone business this year.
Wow.
And JBL's an audio brand. It's not like they're Amazon or Apple or something. You know, so this is audio people choosing to buy these things. So clearly, it's really making a mark, and that's been the focus of all the headphone companies I've talked to.
Wow, that's dramatic.
But they're pretty great. You know, they started out like everything else. They started out and they were all horrible.
Yeah.
But now you can go buy them. There's ones you can buy for $50 that are really quite good.
Stunning. But again, we've talked about this throughout the show, which is, you know, the improvements in manufacturing over the last few years. It's dramatic how quickly they can bring something to market, and again, how quickly they improve upon designs.
Yeah.
It's like, stunning.
Like every year, it's a noticeable
big
difference. Now the big trend with these things is they're basically building them sort of like hearing aids. So that they'll pick up sound. They have microphones built in. They'll pick up sound. And like, you know, tailor that sound to whatever level of hearing loss that you have.
Yeah, literal hearing
aids.
Yes.
Yeah. And they'll also do things. I was talking to one company today called Wear and Hear, and they make these things. It's like a little neck band. It's not true wireless, but it's wireless. You know, it's a little neck band, and it's got the two little ear pieces in it. And it'll it not only does it do a whole lot of things to make speech more intelligible, like it'll cut out all the background noise and stuff like that, it actually will slow down speech. So if you're talking to someone who talks really fast or they have a heavy accent or something, it slows down the speech without changing the pitch or the tone. So now hopefully the person takes a breath so it does have, as it catches up.
Yeah, right.
But it was really amazing to me. And the woman who demonstrated it for me turned around. She said, I'm going to turn around just so you don't freak out because it's going to be weird. And she started talking, and she's talking and talking and talking, and she's, you know, kind of halfway through a sentence, and she just turns to me and blank, you know, not moving her lips, and then the sound still coming out from her speech, and it was just slowed down.
Well, and that's, you know, we as musicians, that technology exists for us to learn songs by ear. You used to have to, you know, take a cassette tape and slow it down, or put your 33 RPM to 16, but of course it slows the pitch down, and now on computers you can throw a song in there and just slow it down and hear the guitar part or the piano part or whatever. This is clearly the same technology.
Same thing, real time, and it's $249.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, compared to, that's the thing with the hearing aid market, is, you know, $5,000, $10,000. And you go multiple visits to the audiologist to get tested, to get fitted, to get tweaked, all that sort of stuff. And it's not like these are going to replace that, because if you have severe hearing loss, you're still going to need the hardcore hardware.
Sure.
But for people that have lighter hearing loss, like, I don't know, men in their 50s, like both of us, maybe.
Yeah.
You know,
guilty as charged.
You can put these on if you're having problems hearing, you know, understanding speech. You can put these on, and you know, if you're like at the end of a conference room table or something, mm-hmm. you can put them on and hear better what's being said. And you can, and these are also they work with the hard of hearing things that they have in auditoriums for the hearing
right.
impaired.
Yeah, yeah.
So the transmission system, so you can put them around your neck and get that. It's really, it's you know, it's really, it's just like digital technology making, you know, hearing assistance just stupidly cheap and really pretty good.
That's fantastic. Well, as we get into those years when that's going to be a concern of ours, it's
more and more as baby boomers get older.
That's right. Absolutely. Well, on that note, we need to wrap it up for this particular episode of Popular Technology Radio. Brent Butterworth, I want to thank you for being on the show.
It is a delight, as always.
Well, it is good to see you in the flesh. We often speak, but remotely, so to speak.
Yeah.
So, folks, thanks for listening in today. Don't forget, we are podcast wherever you get your podcast. And in my case, that's on Apple iTunes. But we are out there just about everywhere you can get your podcast. So make sure you go back and check us out if you want to revisit some of the older episodes. And, of course, big thanks to Radio America. They make this show happen on our terrestrial radio stations throughout the wonderful land of ours. Big thanks to Mike Paradiso and Jenny Deep. But we are coming right back.
On Twitter and Facebook at Pop Tech Radio.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Jeff Olson. If your goal is to eat more fruits and vegetables, dietitian Angie Murad suggests a trip down the frozen foods aisle.
They're really a great option because they're picked at the peak of ripeness and flash frozen, too.
Murad says that means these frozen foods offer the same nutritional benefit as fresh produce. They're also available year-round, and there's less risk of waste.
Because you use whatever you need, and you can store the rest.
Murad's mantra for frozen food is, keep it simple, shopper.
As with all over the grocery store, you really want to think whole foods, simple ingredients.
Be on the lookout for added sugar in the fruit section.
You want to make sure that it's just the frozen fruit.
Pick plain vegetables to avoid the extra sodium that can be hiding in sauces. And when you do choose a mix or a frozen entree, look for ones that include vegetables, whole grains, and lean proteins, yet are still within healthy ranges for calories and sodium. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Credit products are issued by WebBank, member FDIC. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Offer valid for loan products 90 days after today. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
How do I feel? Awesome.
like a huge weight has been lifted off my shoulders.
Hundreds of thousands of people are discovering the relief of a fixed-rate debt consolidation loan through Avant.
I paid off all my credit cards, and now I just have one easy monthly payment with Avant. And I don't have to worry about the rates going up.
Avant offers you access to unsecured debt consolidation loans from $2,000 to $35,000.
When I saw Avant was accredited by the Better Business Bureau, I knew that was the company for me.
Do you know how good it feels to only worry about one monthly payment?
Experience the relief of a debt consolidation loan through Avant. Plus, get a free $50 Amazon gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your loan options and get this free offer, go to Avant.com and enter code 7575 when applying. Avant.com, code 7575. That's Avant.com, code 7575.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. It is Mike Etchart wrapping up this particular show of our continuing coverage of CES 2020. Where do the years go? I was sitting here on the break thinking about, what was my first year at CES? And I think it was either 1995 or 1996. So I've been coming to this show for a long darn time, but it still is fun. It's just a gas to see all these, and I really get, you know, right around the Christmas break, I start thinking, all right, I'm heading out to Vegas. And I don't really like going to Vegas, as Vegas goes, but it's so fun to come to this event. I think the latest numbers we have heard is that 4,500 exhibitors, roughly 20,000 new transformative tech products. And then here's the big number, 170,000 attendees. Yes, seems like I've seen half of them today. But it is so fun to see all of the latest stuff. And, you know, it's, when I think back to the changes since 1995 or 96 or whenever that first year was that I was here, one of the things that is so striking is that the entire category of digital health didn't even exist, for certainly not in 1995, 96, but the entire category of digital health products is just absolutely booming. And that is sure reflected here in the entire section for anything health related. So digital health, gigantic thing at this particular show, and it's kind of fun to see everything. But of course, and everything, like everything in this space, in the land of consumer electronics, it is cheaper. It is so much more approachable and easy in terms of the interface. So every year it gets cheaper. Every year it gets better, like just about everything here. But boy, digital health, really, really huge stuff. And of course, we see this year, back then there was no such thing as artificial intelligence and all of these sensors and textile computing products that are here. So that is a gigantic difference back since those first years that I was coming. And also, one of the great things is, you know, the companies are becoming so much more aware of sustainable operations in terms of how they affect, you know, their community and the environment. And there is much more of an awareness about that than there used to be in those days. And so that is a very positive trend as we're moving forward. And of course, you know, we used to just dream about a la carte programming for our entertainment. You know, we used to be tethered by a cable subscription, and now we're not. And so here at CES, we're seeing so many more streaming services, so many more choices for us as consumers and what we get and how that, how we can control in a way we didn't used to be able to do, control what entertainment comes and what we pay for into our house. Now, it's still got a ways to go, in my opinion, but we have a lot more choices now than we used to. And but it's still tough to get below $100 a month if you're like me in my house. You really have to kind of – there's too many choices in many cases now. And as we look down the road later on this year, of course, there's going to be a lot more streaming options coming into our households. So, you know, I know I'm certainly taking stock of – commitments I'm making to those monthly expenses, and they certainly do add up when you tack on just $50 at least for a broadband connection, and then anything above that, whether it's Netflix or Amazon or the new streaming service from HBO or AT&T, or which is the same thing, AT&T and HBO's new streaming service. We've got the Peacock coming on, NBC's new streaming service, and many, many more coming down the pipeline. So as consumers, we have got a lot of choices to make as we head into 2020, and we're seeing a lot of those companies here And you never used to see that. Of course, automotive, still gigantic here, a force at CES now. But back in those early days, 95, 96, you hardly saw any, and certainly no presence by the major automotive manufacturers. But here they are. And ironically, today we just saw, I think it's Mercedes was showing something, but also Sony was showing a concept car. Sony, of course, not known for being an automotive manufacturer, yet here they were with a vehicle that they showed. And then, of course, last but not least, so much talk here at the show this year about 5G and what that means in terms of the next generation of cell phones and that we'll be able to connect to the 5G system, what that means for connectivity for all of us in the palm of our hands. And, of course, 5G may also be an option in the home, depending on where you live and what your situation is. So if that's the case, that is a good thing to have more choices on how we can get broadband internet. So on that note, it is time to wrap up this edition of Pop Tech Radio. Sure appreciate y'all listening to us from Las Vegas here at CES 2020. Want to thank Cody Castleberry, my producer. He makes me sound good, and it edits out all my mistakes, so I do appreciate that. And big thanks to Radio America. They carry us across our terrestrial stations across the U.S. And, of course, don't forget, we are podcasts. Wherever you get your podcasts, happens to be Apple iTunes for me. So if you want to go back and revisit any old episodes, you can find us there. So from Las Vegas, thanks for listening in today on Pop Tech Radio. We will see you next time.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. We bring you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites.
You'll hear from experts on national security, the environment, veterans affairs, world politics, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your John Deere Ag and Turf products.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. wethepeopleradio.us.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.